Bank of Cardiff. This is Nick.
Hello, Nick.
Hi.
This is Gabe Dungan. You just called me earlier.
I did. Thanks for getting back to me, Gabe. I appreciate it. Let me pull up your file here. You did get an email from me, right?
I did. It was a non-reply, though, so I wasn't going
to... Yeah, it was just to let you know. I know you've spent enough time talking to us on the phone and everything. I'd just like to let you know that I'm getting things done for you here. And actually, I was very interested in this file. And you in particular, to be honest, I've always wanted to live in China, and I actually used to live in North Carolina for a number of years. I live on the eastern side, though, but I've been to Asheville, a beautiful part of the country.
But, yeah, pretty country, indeed.
Yeah, it's beautiful. I lived in Wilmington for some time, so I'm more of a beach guy.
Is that where you went to school?
Actually, no, I went to school at East Carolina back in the 90s. So, crazy time back then.
Yeah, I bet East Carolina's got that reputation for sure. it's known as being... Well, I mean, I went to school up the road. I'm Chapel Hill grad, so...
Oh, right on.
Not too far, yeah.
Yeah, of course, great school. So I'm working on your file, and let me see here. I know from the notes here, you were looking more for... a revolving line of credit?
Yeah, we just have, you know, certain things in terms of, I mean, don't get me wrong, we're in a growth period right now. So, I mean, I'm not really, I'm not going to be too picky about it, but I just, we are sort of shunning factoring or, you know, that type of higher interest rate. We're just not really interested in that at the moment. We don't need it. And so we're just, but, you know, stuff that can help us, you know, sort of shorten some of our cash conversion stuff because, you know, we do bring a lot of stuff in from China, of course. You know, we're definitely open to that and whatnot. And like I sort of explained to Saul, I guess, whatnot, is that, you know, our online space is growing pretty quickly and, you know, just to really be able to take advantage of some of the growth in our Amazon business and whatnot, we do have to, hold X amount in inventory so that, you know, we can really take advantage of those sales as we start to navigate that business and whatnot. So, you know, that requires more cash than we've needed in the past because our business, you know, has typically been FOB, just sort of export, you know, full container business to, you know, big retailers. So we haven't had the need to hold inventory as much, but we're sort of moving in a direction where we do need to hold a little bit more inventory in order to, you know, really generate a lot more margin. So, you know, it's sort of what you're playing with when you're, sort of transitioning to some higher value-added revenue. So,
okay, and so just to understand, your factory in China, you actually manufacture your own goods, mattresses, pillows, furniture, and such, and then ship them to yourself in your facility here in North Carolina, and then distribute them to the big box stores across the country in Canada.
Yeah, so I don't have any of our own facilities here in the U.S. So, in the, if you will, the warehousing is all third party. So we have California, Texas, and New Jersey. And those are all third party. You know, we just pay whatever it is, like I think $9 a month per pallet or something like that. So you know, we keep things pretty, you know, tight in terms of that. And then, you know, we ship them to whomever. And then we also have, you know, businesses with, you know, like Burlington Coat or TJ Maxx, Marshalls, that kind of thing, where we will actually take orders, make the production in China, and then just ship them the full container. And they'll pick it up at the port, you know, so that's That way we don't even have to warehouse it. But in those businesses, we work a bit shorter because there's not as much margin on those. So
Okay.
it's a little bit of it's a little bit of a mix of everything. And then now we're getting into, I think I told Saul as well, we're getting into like the furniture and mattress stores. So that's a lot more margin in terms of compared to say the big box people.
No, excellent. Yeah, he mentioned here that you got a new contract with Jerome's. Of course, we're familiar with them out here, of course. And
Are you? Okay. Yeah.
yeah, of course.
Yeah.
Congratulations on that. It's a huge contract, and they do a lot of volume. They have several locations out here that I'm familiar with. And
Yeah, I think that they're up to 12 now, so they're doing pretty well.
Yeah, very good. Yeah, so that's why, unfortunately, that's why, I don't think we're gonna be able to do a revolving line of credit at this point. I think we are willing, comfortable with, extending about 150,000 maybe to start a relationship, and I haven't hammered out the pricing yet, but I know you were looking for a considerable more amount, and so I didn't really want to, keep you waiting for that when I know our max right now, the first time we worked together, is going to be 150,000, and
Well, listen, I'm willing to hear it out, as long as, the interest rate's not going to be outrageous. I mean, to me, that's something that, I'm not going to, I have a line of credit right now that, I can even look at being upped and whatnot, that we're not paying much for in terms of from an APR perspective. So that's really, I mean, it's not, like I said, we want to have like a bank, like any type of, commercial relationship. It's, we don't want to be totally dependent on one. So, we're open to, you always want to have more than one supplier, I guess. So this is the, so that doesn't pose an issue as much as like, I just don't want something that's going to be usurious. You know what I'm saying? And if you guys are more focused on businesses that really, really need cash, then we not may not be the business for you guys, because
Yeah, we
we're
want to make
just,
sure it's
I'm sorry.
Yeah, we no, we want to make sure it's a good fit too, and we'll put our best foot forward for you, and I should have something tomorrow morning.
Okay.
Is tomorrow okay for you?
Yeah, of course. I mean, whenever it's no, I mean, like I said, it's
Okay.
not, I mean, Saul reached out to me. I just said, yeah, it's, I mean, it's 150, but I just, I can't see us paying, something like a point a month or something. We're just not going to do that. You know what I'm saying? It's just not really, in the cards. I just try to tell him that, straight up,
Yeah.
kind of thing. So it's just, I mean, like I said, I pay 4% a year right now from HomeTrust. I'd be maybe willing to go up from that a little bit. But it's not going to be a whole ton,
We're definitely not going to be near
Yeah,
a
I didn't think
4%
you guys
effective
would
rate.
be.
I mean, I would love it if we had account holders, if we were a depository institution, and that way we could use their money and lend it out and not have to give them a return, right? So that's how, most banks operate, right? I mean, you don't get any return on your checking and savings accounts, and that's how that works. Unfortunately for us in that space, we're private, so our investors require a return. So that's where we run into, we definitely can't compete with 4%. I'll work out the pricing. I'll cut it down as much as possible, and we'll see if it fits. I'm not gonna waste your time or anything like that, or try to convince you to take money that's more expensive than what pay, but
I mean, I won't do it. I mean, you know what I'm saying? It's not,
yeah, of course.
it's, you just have, there's, I mean, other people, we work on enough margin. We've got, we're in good enough shape right now that we don't need to, but, anyway,
Yeah,
and,
no, I understand.
I'll see what you pitch me or see what, comes out of it, I'll
Yeah, at
let
least
you
we'll
know.
say we tried, and see if it's close, and see if there's something else that makes sense if we are close, but it's just not close enough.
Okay. All right. Sounds good.
All right, Gabe, I'll talk to you later.
Sure. Thanks. Goodbye.